was Madison who said that in a democracy, you have to protect the wealthy from the masses. This remains true today. The only mystery is why Wall Street isn't called Madison Avenue. Not all the framers were pro-wealth. Jefferson warned about the power of corporations before they even existed. He was so anti-wealth that he died too poor to free his slaves. It's a lucky thing we have corporations and other wealthy people, because democracy is not cheap. Today, elected office is more expensive than ever. Corporations outspend unions in electoral contests 12 to 1, or even 24 to 1, depending on who you buy your statistics from. So it stands to reason that we must compel the unions to get permission from their members to spend money in politics, or we could take away their members. What have unions ever given their members, aside from the 8-hour day and the weekend, both of which are overrated, if not un-American? As President Bush once explained, throughout the 20th century, small groups of men seized control of great nations, built armies and arsenals, and set out to dominate the weak and intimidate the world. You can see that W does have his introspective moments. Some say the strength and vision of our corporations have resulted in the first truly worldwide empire. I prefer to think of us as a benevolent dominatrix. But if we are an empire, we are unique in that class. The world's first ever non-imperialist empire. Not that we're perfect. Somehow, extreme wealth and power seem to result in an increase in poverty. No one knows why. There were some who claimed to know, but they were convinced to know other things. But as a result of the economic structures in the world, it seemed that sometimes people are casualized, collaterally, daily even, through poverty and other quaint afflictions. This is natural. After all, companies love misery. Money may be the root of evil, but a man needs his roots. Some question this, but basically, you're either with us or you're with the Euro. Remember, the business of America is none of your business. This is George Shrubb, sharing my point of view with you, so you won't need to own anything.
George Shrubb appears through the discourtesy of an organization which chooses to remain unknown.